The epistle for the Feast of All Saints is taken from the Apocalypse, chapter 7. In those days, behold, I, John, saw another angel descending from the rising of the sun, having the sign of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we sign the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them that were signed, 144,000 were signed of every tribe of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Aser, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 signed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 signed. The tribe of Zabulon, 12,000 signed. The tribe of Joseph, 12,000 signed. The tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 signed. After this, I saw a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne in the sight of the Lamb, clothed with white robes and the palms in their hands, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God who sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and the ancients, and the four living creatures, and they fell down before the throne upon their faces and adored God, saying, Amen, benediction and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving, honor and power and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 5. At that time, Jesus, seeing the multitudes, went up into a mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came unto him. And opening his mouth, he taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall possess the land. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall have their fill. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice's sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when they shall revile you and persecute you and speak all that is evil against you untruly for my sake. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward is very great in heaven. Please be seated. The sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared with the glory to come. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. But today we commemorate all the saints in heaven. It is a feast day that is given to us in one way because there are so many saints in heaven that maybe we do not know. So it is the way that we can give the glory and the honor that is due to them, obviously, through the grace of God. And so the church establishes this feast that we commemorate all of their lives and see the virtues that they practiced. Those virtues that for us should also be something that we take into consideration. It is good for us to have the devotion to the saints, whether there's certain saints that we have a special devotion to. But we look at their lives and we see the example that they set. And through that example is something that we should try to put into practice in our own life. But it's interesting to see how St. Paul says this, that the sufferings that we undergo in this world, the sufferings that we have in this time, you know, they pale in comparison to what God has in store for us, the glory that God has for us, if we make it that far. And truly, that is the purpose then for us in this life, to make it that distance. And so that is why then the saints are there for our example. And we see throughout the history of the church, we see the different saints and how they suffered, the struggles that they underwent. But again, another way to also to look at that is to see that the time of the struggle is short in relation to eternity. And so, yes, maybe for us, we have our sufferings, we have our crosses and trials. And sometimes we even question God, we even wonder why God puts us through these things. But that time of suffering is so short in comparison to then how eternity will be spent, that we have to try to see that these crosses, these trials, those things are meant for us to get to the next life. God permits us to undergo these things in order to help us to get to the next life. And so from that is why we have to consider these things. We have to put them in the proper perspective of why God permits them. Of trying to view things from the eyes of God. And that is something that we should try to do, is to consider and see, okay, why is God permitting this? Why does God permit me to undergo these things? It's interesting in reading the breviary this morning, St. Bede, the Venerable, he writes and he talks about this feast day. It is one of the readings and matins that we read. And he talks about how the saints suffer all of these things. They go through all these torments in life. But he too makes that mention of how saying, well, yes, great may be their torments in this life, but how greater will be the reward that they receive. And he tries to put, and then when the martyrs suffered these different things, when they underwent all of these trials, beheadings, whatever it may be, he talked about how through these trials and through these sufferings that they underwent, that is what brought them to heaven. I mean, clearly we see that with the martyrs' lives, of them being willing to give up their lives for their faith. Well, they went to heaven because of that. And so he's showing to us of how, through these things that they suffered, yes, they may have been great torments that they underwent, but how much greater the reward will be for them. How much greater it is for them now in heaven, and that is what we commemorate. That is what we celebrate today because of what they suffered. And so for us, we look to the saints as examples. We look and see the examples in their lives, and that's why it's great for the children then to research and understand what these saints suffered. Because through their sufferings, it is a means for us to strive for the same goal. I mean, again, we look at St. Paul, as I mentioned to you at the very beginning of what he said, the sufferings of this time are pale in comparison to what we have to see as the glory to come. But St. Paul also gives us that example of, you know, the crown that we are all searching after. It is this imperishable crown, and that is what we're searching for. That is why we are here in this life. That is why God has placed us here, is to reach for this crown. And so God will give us the means necessary to do so. God will give us the help that we need through his graces, but then also, yes, through the torments and the sufferings. We may think that it's hard for us to understand that, but God knows what he's doing. God knew what he was doing when he had the martyrs undergoing the torments and the sufferings that they underwent. He gave them the graces at that time to accept it. And so for us, the crosses and trials that we have, we may question it. But God knows why he has sent us these things. God in his infinite wisdom sees it through his plan. As I say, for us, maybe we can't understand that. Maybe we can't see why at this time. It will become clearer to us, God willing. God willing as we make it to heaven. And so that is why the saints, they continue on and they tell us of the fight that we are in. Again, St. Paul again talks about it being a fight, a battle that we are in. And St. Paul very clearly says that it is not against flesh and blood. It is against principalities and powers. It is against higher things. This battle that we are in our lives. And so that is why we turn to the saints and we pray to them. That is why we commemorate all of the saints. Because not everyone has a feast day itself. There are some obscure saints that have made it up to heaven that we may not even know their name. And so we commemorate it today. We celebrate today all of these saints. And so that is why it's important for us to pray to the saints and to consider their lives and to see what they suffered. Yes, we may be not asked to do the exact same thing, but we can still look at the virtues that they practice and how they practice those virtues in order to reach that end. And that is what we must try to follow. That is what we must try to practice in our lives. And so as I say, the different saints in their writings, they have told us of the fight that they are in, the fight that we will gain the dignity and the honor that is due to us as being temples of the Holy Ghost. And so that is what we must try to consider in this feast day. That's what we must try to understand that God gives to us. That yes, in this world, the darkness that is there, God gives the light at the end of the tunnel. He gives us the light that we try to reach, and that is the light of eternal glory. And so truly pray for these graces, beseech God for these graces, and turn to the saints. Ask the saints to help you, especially try to have different patrons, your patron saints for one, but different saints that you have a devotion to. Well, turn to them when you have the struggles and the difficulties. Ask them for the strength that we need in order to reach that final goal. Because yes, the time of the struggle is short in relation to our eternity. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.